This is the third of our short interviews, hoping to give all of us an insight and a feel for what's going on with Acts 29 Europe in the different places where people are working. So this is Martin van Gessel. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Martin.
So my name is Martin. I don't know if you guys can pronounce that. I was born and raised in Eindhoven. It's the fifth city in the Netherlands, in the south. That makes a big difference. Most of you who know Christians in Holland, they will not be from the south of the Netherlands, is my bet. And most Christians live either in the middle or the north. And I have a wife and five children. I thought that was one of the requirements for being a church planter, but I was silly me. I was born and raised in a Catholic home, Roman Catholic. We went to church twice a year. Makes us Christers, I think, at Christmas and Easter. And God called me when I was 22. I was studying physics in Albany, New York for a bit. And that's where God really called me. And I've been walking with him since.
And what are you doing in Eindhoven? Are you leading a church?
Yeah, so I also have a secular job as a physicist, but I'm also leading a church plant. And we hope to open our doors early next year.
Cool. And so how did you get to that point? What was the story behind you getting to the point of a church plant starting?
So God called me when I was 22. And, your life changes dramatically. People in my surroundings really wanted to know what was going on in my life. So I started inviting people to church. And the church I was attending at the time was an American kind of church or African American. They said, oh, this is great for those Americans. Americans are Christians, and we know this, and Africans are Christians. But it didn't speak to their heart. So I switched churches. I went to a Dutch church. And again, that was even worse. I invited my friends, and they never wanted to come back again. So I thought, I understood why. I really understood why. A lot of churches are focused inward. It's a very churchy culture. And for an outsider, especially in the area where I live, church is not really doesn't say anything to them, isn't relevant for them. So back in 2004, I think that was the first call I got from God to say, if this is your passion, if this is your heart, if you want to reach out to the people of Eindhoven, you got to start something new because the existing churches are not going to make it.
And can you tell us something about the people of Eindhoven? What is their attitude to Christ? Where are they spiritually?
So most in my city are, will call themselves atheists, but they're more agnostic. They don't know, they don't care. They don't think it's relevant for their life. If I tell them I'm a church planter, they say, you're married? How can a priest be married? So there's some Roman Catholic tradition that they're still aware of. A lot of churches are closing right now. There's a scandal in town of a pastor, a priest with child porn on his computer, that kind of stuff. That's in town. So when you when you mention the word church, it automatically links to scandals in the Catholic Church. So I'm still doubting whether I'm going to use the term church or think of something else, just because of the negative connotation. A lot of people are spiritually seeking. There's a lot of occult stuff going on in town that people are very attracted to. They want to have some meaning in their lives. And as a matter of fact, once people get to know us and what we're doing, we have more people waiting for us to open the doors than we have people, Christians, participating to make that happen, which is also one of my prayer points, that we get more workers to get this to really start going.
Where are you at then with the situation with workers, with the core team?
We have 12 people that have committed to this plant and a number who are on the outside looking in, waiting for us to start, not willing to commit, not feeling quite comfortable in the church they're at, with where their children are at as well, not willing to make that step yet. So it's a small group. We hope to be at 20 to really, to get... You need to have some, just a minimum size to have some music and have some kids ministry or just some to open the doors.
Cool. And what are some of the hardships, some of the difficulties that you faced in recent months, perhaps?
So in recent months, one of the hardships was and you heard this yesterday, a couple that's about to leave, probably. In a team of 12, we were really focused on opening the doors at Christmas Eve, because Christmas Eve is the evening when my neighbors and my friends will go to church, perhaps. So we wanted to be there and give them an opportunity to go to a different kind of church. And now one of the couples is kind of withdrawn and said, we're not sure, this is a lot of work, commitment, where am I at with Christ? And two people out of 12, that's a big impact. That's a huge impact. And yesterday when we heard the story of Spain, Madrid, I could really feel, you know, I'm right in there right now. We're looking for a solution there.
And have there been any encouragements, though?
A lot. We opened up a bank account a year ago, and the first donation we got was from a non-Christian couple, which is like, well, you know, why are you giving money to us? And I think it's good to have a different kind of church. And they're friends of us, but we never expected that. 2 weeks ago, I got a call right when we're going through this from an American guy. He showed up. He was in town for business, and he said, I'm from Saddleback Church. And you're probably familiar with the church. I heard your church planting in Eindhoven, and I just want to stop by and to come to encourage you. Sure, you know, so he came over and he had dinner with us. And it was just great that people across the globe are praying for us and are involved in our work. I have Dan as a coach, and we just talked about the encouragements of a coach. He sees the bigger picture. He sees that things are moving when I don't. And I think, you know, nothing's happening. And once a month I speak to him on Skype. He says, wow, you know, you've really progressed. Things have really gotten along. And that's really been one of the great encouragements of, working with the Acts 29 Network.
And what's next? What are you hoping for in the next few months?
Well, we need to get, we just need to get started. That's we're meeting once a week for Bible study, which is all great, but we're not there for the Christians. We're there for the non-Christians. 215,000 people in our town don't go to church. And they're perishing and they don't know it. And so we really need to open up and just trust God that He will provide. And that's what we're waiting for.
Cool. Well, how about we just take this opportunity to pray? There'll be more information about Martin and his situation in the little booklets that you got when you came. So do have another look at those. But let's take this opportunity while Martin's up to pray. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Martin being amongst us. Thank you for his family. Thank you for your good work in his life. Thank you for calling him and justifying him and choosing him. Thank you for the work you have for him to do in Eindhoven. We bring that city before you in all of its neediness, in all of its lostness, in all of its blindness. And we pray that through Martin and his team and, Lord, others, we pray, that many would hear the good news and respond and turn in repentance and faith. We pray that churches that love the Lord Jesus would spring up in that town. And we pray for Martin and his team as they are itching to really feel that they're getting going to open up. We thank you for the great encouragements they've already had, and we pray that you provide the workers, the resources for them to as it were, carry out their plans. But Lord, we pray also that they'd not lose heart, that you would cause them to believe that Christ is enough for their ministry and for them. And Lord, that would be the message that they commend to their town, their city, and that country. Thank you again for them and for the fellowship we have with them in Christ. In his name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Martin.